It was a little over 100 years ago that an Essex fruit farmer, Mr. Arthur Charles Wilkin, looking for a way of using unsold strawberries, first hit upon the idea of turning them into jam. Today that process continues, and the company, still in the hands of the Wilkin family, still produces a strawberry jam that's known worldwide for its high quality, a fact that's a matter of pride to joint managing director Peter Cook.
I think, and it sounds a little pious, but total dedication to the production of something that people are proud of. It is almost as simple as that. There has been enormous care taken over the years to ensure that what we produce is as good as we can produce it.
The Essex strawberry season is short, only some 6 weeks. And for Peter Wilkin, the company's other joint managing director, that means fast work on the farms.
We try and grow all the fruit that we need for the jam, and that takes precedence in our farming operations. We do also, we have arable crops too, but they're grown really for rotational purposes. The chief headache, as far as we're concerned, is really picking, which involves a very large labour force, as you can imagine, at this time of year, particularly for strawberries. Both caravanners who come from all over the UK and live on our site, and also we have a students' camp.
How big is the farm?
The farm is just under 1,000 acres altogether. Most of it in the Tiptree area, although we do have one or two outlying pieces of land as well.
Back inside the factory, and the freshly picked strawberries are sorted, ready for jam making. It's a fast process, and the company pride themselves on their speed, from the bush to the jar full of jam, taking no more than 24 hours. But it does mean the product is expensive.
It does cost more to produce. It isn't a mass-manufactured product, but it's more akin to a homemade product, so that the batch quantities are small. There's no continuous cooking. All of those factors together add up at the end of the day to a cost greater than if you were just in a mass-manufactured area.
I mean, are there times, for example, where, and we'll take strawberries as a prime example, that you've got your sums wrong and you have to say to the retailers who've sent in orders, sorry, we've run out and you'll just have to wait till next year?
This hasn't happened with our major selling lines for quite some time. It can happen with some of the traditional English products where we have limited supplies of fruit. In other words, the fruit may only emanate from our own fields. Little Scarlet Strawberry is probably the classic example where the only source of fruit is from Tiptree, from our own farms. And of course, if we don't have the yield through weather conditions or whatever else, then clearly we only produce what we've got. And inevitably we are not able to satisfy the demand for this, which is probably the most famous of Tiptree products. To describe it usually suggests that it's something akin to a cross between a wild and a cultivated strawberry. In size, it approaches, well, that of an old sixpence. You know, it's quite small. So it's difficult to grow, it's difficult to pick, it's difficult to process in the factory, and it's expensive at the end of it all. But it is quite unique.
But strawberries are only part of the company's output. They've almost 50 lines, in fact, including some 15 different types of marmalade. So when the two of them wax lyrical over jams, it's easy to see the love, indeed the pride they have in their company.
So we always put a great deal of effort, and it gives us a great deal of pleasure, I think, to produce a product which is highly sought after all over the world.
The product, I think, gives me enormous satisfaction as I travel around the world to constantly encounter people who are aware of a small village in Essex and speak so highly of it. And the letters that we get from people literally all over the world, it never ceases to amaze me when asked where I come from. If I refer to Essex and I say, you probably won't know a little place called Tiptree, that's where the jam comes from. And it never ceases to amaze me to this day that, you know, this little tiny place should be so internationally known.